Our learning should be in Tzchus from the Neshama Yisrael Meir Ben Gershon, and also for all the Cholim, Daniel Ben Frumo, B'Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So all these parshios, last week talked about Kisisa, talks about Shabbos. Ayaka also talks about Shabbos. Talks about Sheshes Yomim, Tasa Malacha, you have 6 days you have to work. So last week we spoke about the lesson, the Midah of Shabbos as coming from a musical standpoint, from a tefillah, from a closeness to, right? We were talking about how Kabbal Shabbos was the Kabbal's Panim, when you just made a wedding doctor. Yeah. So we're talking about the Chadodi, to about coming to the Kala, the Chas and the Kala, coming together, right? If you remember your son, the way he was looking at his Kala, walked down the aisle, that's the same feeling that we have to have for Kabbal Shabbos. Moving away from that theme, but also very much having that in the back of our minds, I would like to talk about tonight, about the essence of Shabbos, about having proper thoughts, and having the midah of achdus with every person that we have, specifically our family members and friends and everyone that we come into contact with. So the Medrash says, you don't have this in front of you, we're going to get to the papers in front of you in a second, but the Medrash says the following statement in Yalkut Shimoni. Vayakal Moshe gathered the Jewish people right after the Eagle Zav. Mitchilas HaTorah v'yad Sofo ein va parshas shenemar b'roshah v'yakal elazos b'vad. Says the Medrash, from the beginning of the Torah up until now, there's never, ever a Vayakel except for this. There's no gathering except for this one. Okay. So what does Hashem say? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu an amazing thing. Aseh lecha kilos gedolos, v'darash lefneim barabim hilchos Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the world, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, right after the Egel Azov, a time of tremendous, tremendous confusion, a tremendous time of lack of unity. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu now tell Moshe Rabbeinu? When you gather, when you talk, to the Jewish people, make sure when you gather, make sure that you gather to talk about Hilchos Shabbos. Kidei sheyilmadu mimcha doros habam lahakil kilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, because in order of all generations will know to gather that they should have the Friday after the Shabbos afternoon shir. V'lichnos v'vati b'joshos l'mor l'horos l'snerz l'yisrael devei Torah. Kidei sheyesh shmi hagado miskalas bein b'ni. Says the Medrash. The Medrash ends off saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, if you gather the Jewish people to learn Torah and Shabbos, specifically about Hilchos Shabbos, so to the Jewish people forever, they'll gather for that for Shir and Shabbos. So I want to try to understand this Medrash. This Medrash is a very deep Medrash. What does this mean that there's no Vayakel, right? It's a pretty interesting statement that there's no Vayakel in the whole rest of the Torah except for this up until this point until now. It shows us that this whole thing, this whole gathering happened to be, right, and the whole gathering was about Shabbos. So it just shows us that the whole essence of the midah of gathering, of unifying, of unification, of coming together, has a very succinct role to Shabbos as well. Right, if the whole essence of gathering was to talk about Shabbos, I mean, Shabbos has a very, very strong connection to gathering. So we have to try and understand what exactly that is. So if you look inside the pages over here, I took from Akiva's advice. Instead of trying to go off and, you know, doing a million things and questions and this and that, just try to, hopefully maybe the next few weeks, try to see something inside. Not to be able to try to something to take home a little bit. So this is from the Dar Chinom. Who's the Dar Chinom? The Dar Chinom is the current son of a Rebbe. He's in Yerushalayim in Me'er Sharim. His father was the famous Nesiva Shalom, the previous son of a Rebbe. Svarim are unbelievable, beautiful. So he has a lot of Svarim on Torah. So these Svarim, he goes on different themes. He talks about Shabbos, he talks about Amunah, Torah, Tefillah. So he talks a lot. He talks about Shabbos here. Listen to what he says here. If you look inside on page Zion in the Dar Chinom Maamar Zion, he quotes this essay. It's called Sheves Achim Gam Yachar. Sheves Achim Gam Yachar, which basically in the pasuk from Tehillim says when the brothers are one, they come together. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Hakadoshim hechshiva v'yakara ma'od es inyan Sheves Achim Gam Yachar b'Shabbos Kodesh. Says our rabbis teach us they very much strengthen. I think they thought it was very, very important to talk about being together with your family and your friends and having this meet of achdus specifically on Shabbos. Le'iskanes b'tzavusa imreim yedidim ba'ava ve'achdus halavavos. To make sure to enter into to be at a time with friends and family, to make sure to be in a unified with your hearts and with your souls. Hey mishkiu avodo rabba b'ninza. They said a lot about this. You see where you are, five lines down. He says that the only way you could enter Shabbos Kodesh is if you do it together with other Jews. So He says, if you have to go somewhere very important during the week, you know, you're traveling from Taminyan and you can't get there, you can't get there. But to be together on Shabbos, that's, you know, like when you go, when you travel away from your family, you travel away during the week. But when you always make sure to come home for Shabbos. You make sure to be over Shabbos. What's the after that you have to be with the family, to be with your friends on Shabbos? So just to be able to, before we get in, inside, we know that the pasuk says also in this week's parsha, it says Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moshvosa. You're not allowed to burn a fire inside your dwelling. Basically, the parsha of Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So the Tikkunei Zohar says that's not exactly what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is also saying that this Tikkunei Zohar is in Memches Daf Pehe, also in the Zohar Chodesh Kuf Pei Beis. Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moshvosechem B'yom Shabbos. Kolas gamas of course beyond Shabbos. He says, you want to know what also comes under this pasuk that you're not allowed to burn a fire in your dwelling. Lo sivaru eish. What does that mean? Person's not allowed to get angry. Bechol moshvosam. What is moshvosam? What's the shorish? Shabbos. What's the ikur time? I remember growing up, the times I always got in the fight. The biggest fights with my sister. Not on Sunday. He's always on Shabbos at the Shabbos table, right? The yitzar is mamash brewing for you to sit. Because, you know, there's a lot of free time, especially now you have all these long Shabboses. Looking for things to do with the kids, right? Sometimes the Shabbos meals will get a little out of hand, right? I grew up with that. My parents very much tried to hold us back, but at the end of the day, the Yetzer is mamish brewing, because the Yetzer knows that the meat of Shabbos is to be unified. So mamish, we have to be so careful. Lusu arash b'chol moshvosim doesn't only apply to not cooking on Shabbos. A person can't cook inside of him. What does that mean, cook inside? To not get angry. And he even writes over here on the page right before, I didn't photocopy it for you, but he says that during the week sometimes there's the mitzvah chinuch, sometimes you get upset. You know, sometimes, you know, as a teacher, as a parent, you have to show a little bit of frustration to the kids so they understand that. Obviously all out of love, not in a place of year, and everything comes from love. But he says even if you feel you have the right to get upset on Shabbos, you should hold back. Because Shabbos has to be purely achdus, purely simchadik. We're going to see a piece of Rabbi Nachman that actually goes very well with this. So he says over here, let's try to do as much as we can inside. We'll see where we go. So he says, my father told a lie about this in the Shabbos Mayim Rishon. See the second paragraph down. He named the Nesiv Shalom Mevar Zos Al Yisod Divrei Maharal. He says, the Nesiv Shalom, my father, quoted the Maharal. Shekos of Levar, Madua HaYachir Kishu Tome Nidcha La'akriv Pischo B'Pesach Sheni. The Maharal is trying to understand, right? We're coming to Mamish minutes before Pesach now. Why is it that when someone is Tome, it pushes off their karmen Pesach Sheni. But what happens when you're together? Tumah Shabbat Tzibur, right? When you're impure together with a Tzibur, you don't have to. You could give a karmen. The Maharal is trying to understand why. What is that essence? What's the halacha? What's the depth of that halacha? That if you're your tumah by yourself, you can't give the karmen Pesach. But when you're tumah with other people, Tumah Shabbat Tzibur. It's like Bechanaka. Right? So at the end of the day, but if you're tummy with other people, you could still give it. Says the Maharal, quotes the Nesiv Shalom L'mayim Marishon. Ki Arabim, say we're second line down. Ki Arabim einam tzrichim hachana litar. When you're together with other people, you don't need the preparation to get purified. Because the being together is the tahara. Being together is the purification. V'af putumasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Helokeyim V'hem Avodim Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their God and they are his servants. Hagam Shehem Tmeim Be'enim Ruim Mitzar Atzma. Even Lameisa, they were Tamei Meis. Or they were Tamei Zav. They did something wrong they shouldn't have done. But what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, if you're together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't have to wait the 7 days. You could still come and bring the carbon. Aval HaYochad Im Yesh Lo Achana Shehutar Az HaShem Hu Lo Lo Kim Im Lav Eino Zochu Lozeh. But a Yochad, if he makes the proper preparation, he has to make sure the preparation of the carbon is slaughtered correctly. But if he's not together with other people and he gets impure, he doesn't have that zchus. That's what the whole importance of davening with the minyan is. Because the whole importance of davening with the minyan is that you yourself might not be on the greatest level, but if you connect yourself to other Jews, to other people, they uplift you, and we're going to get to that. What does that mean, they uplift you? But you have to get to a place where it's not about you, you're part of the tzibur, you're part of the klal. So deep, it's so simple. This is specifically why it's so important to get together on the line of Shabbos Kodesh and really throughout Shabbos. How is it a person supposed to merit Shabbos and to feel Shabbos? The Shabbos Nemar Tahorim Yerushua. We say in Chol Mekadesh that the ones have to be, you have to be purified. The purified ones get inherited Shabbos. For who markish in the darkest Tahorim. So how can a person be by an individual by himself and expect to feel Shabbos? You have to be together. Other people, it means you go to Kabbalah Shabbos together. You go. You try to make Shabbos morning. You try to be able to get to shul, be able to daven a little bit with a regish, with a feeling. It could be that one that Wednesday. Could it be something happened in the office that wasn't good for your ears, right? It wasn't good. It wasn't good for you. But if you come together to other people, it changes your whole Shabbos. Right? We were using the whole Brisker Lashon, that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibor. Tumah is allowed in the Tzibor. Here he even says that Tumah is Hutra D'Chuyah B'Tzibor. That he has the Tumah, but it's kind of pushed off in the Tzibor, right? We don't get the whole Brisker here. Not for our shir tonight. Kol Yehudi B'Ezem Atzav Shu. Every Jew in your situation. Says if you make sure to unify yourself with other people, the tumah goes away. Look inside. We're turning over the page. Right, the pasuk says, and my nation or your nation is full of tzaddikim. He says an amazing chassidish idea. He says, you want to know when you're tzaddikim? Va'amech kulam. Kasher Yehudim miluchadim yachtab achtus halvavas. Right? He puts the comma after va'amech kulam. Va'amech kulam, when you're together, when my nation is together, then you're tzaddikim. Hareim ebechina sadek. Right? But individually, you're by yourself, you're beinani. Maybe sometimes chas from a rasha. But va'amech kulam. Right? We say this in the beginning of Perkei Avos. Every, right? Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. But you're only a tzaddik is va'amech kulam when you're together with other people. They say you have wort. I don't know about in your house, but sometimes on Friday, sometimes even on Thursday, things are happening in your house. The Yitzhar is mamish brewing. Right? Mamish brewing, because he knows the aura of Shabbos is coming. So the Gemara Gittin says that this person has to be very careful with what he says on Shabbos in his house. Not only just based hashkafically, but also halachically, because sometimes if you start, you know, going crazy, you could make your wife could, or the mother of the house could cook after Shabbos. But, unbelievable thing. So you say a story from the Rebbe Ramelech, who was his yartzeit. His yartzeit was Motzei Shabbos, but we're still in the week. So he says an amazing idea. They say a great story. The Rebbe Ramelech, Rebbe Ramelech Lezhinsk, one of the Talmidei of the Baal Shem Tov, Agur Mezuch, he said that the story goes, every Arab Shabbos, he would go around to his house and ask the people who worked in the kitchen for Mechila, yes, his kids for Mechila. Before going to Shul, who did he ask for Mechila from the last one? From his Rebbetzin. Because they say, it's brought down in Svarm, and more than one sefer I've saw this out, that in his house, Erev Shabbos was like Erev Yom Kippur. Pretty special. Erev Shabbos was like Erev Yom Kippur. It wasn't just a regular day. Erev Shabbos, meaning if he had, I'm assuming Ramelech was such a tzaddik, he had nothing to apologize for, but he was such on a high level, you know, so at the end of the day, I know from at least for myself, there's so many things, times during the week, where sometimes you say things, we do things. We can't go into Shabbos. How could a person go into Shabbos being in a fight with someone? You know, you go into shul being in a fight. It's not. I've tried it before. It doesn't work. I've come home. I've come home and gone late to shul. I'm here. We're here to grow as Jews. So I'm telling you, at the end of the day, it's not shaykh. But a person, don't tell it to Rachel. I said that. The ma'isa, a person can't go into Shabbos when you're not on good terms with anyone else. Friends, family, co-workers. It's got to be. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the time of achdus. And I don't see if he brought this down the rest of the Mimer. If he says Sheves Achim Yom Yachar, it's also Shabbos Achim Yom Yachar. Right? Sheves is the same word as Shabbos. Ravach Shemes Ravach Sheves Be'emek Kabacho is saying well Shabbos. Shabbos Sheves Achim. It's Shabbos Achim Yom Yachar. You want to have a great Shabbos? Achim Yom Yachar. It's got to be together. It's got to be with oneness. Look at the last paragraph. We're not going to read it inside. He said the whole Indian, because I want to get to this piece of Rabbi Nachman. The whole Indian that. Of being together actually comes from the Noam HaMelech. Noam HaMelech writes in Dvarim, he writes that the Jewish people each have a soul. We each have a neshama. But we also have something called Nishmas Yisrael. That we each have a collective, we have our individual soul, but we all are part of Nishmas Yisrael, the soul of Klal Yisrael. He says, when I come to Shul, and I say, L'shem Yichud Yudah B'Vavah B'Yichud HaShem Kol Yisrael, And I say those words, that I connect, I'm connecting myself to the whole Jewish people. That's what the words mean. The Shem Yichud Yudhei Bevavei. I'm coming to attach Yudhei, Hashem's name, Bevavei. Beyuchud Hashlim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. In the name of all the Jewish people, he says that you get to such a place of tremendous achdus that, no, that nothing else could touch that. He says, you're reaching a place of even before the sin of Adam and Eve, right? Adam and Chava. What do? They brought galus to the world. They brought misa to the world. How does a person get back to Kodem Achet? Is doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. Kodesh Baruch Hu's will is to be coming together B'Shem Kol Yisrael. They say from the Arizal says before you daven, that a person should say, take upon himself the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. It's actually brought down. I don't know if in the Art School Siddur, actually I know in the Art School Siddur it's not there, I've looked at it before, but in other Siddurim, before Matuv Olecha, it says a person should say, I hereby take upon myself the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. It's brought down by the Arizal. It's actually on the Arizal's kever if you go to Tzfat. Maybe we'll go on the trip. I'm not invited yet, but hopefully we'll go to Tzfat. It says on the Arizal's cover, like this is his main thing. The person should take upon himself the mitzvah of loving your friend like yourself. What does that have to do with davening? Because how can you talk to the man upstairs? How can you talk to the creator of the world if you're not loving his children? It's like, you know, my daughter is like punching the baby, and I want some candy. Yeah, I'm going to give you candy very quickly. I'm not giving you any candy until you actually understand what it means to, you know, to be nice to Chevy and to be caring and to be kind. So then she's going over to kiss her, and she's starting off with the wrong intention, but we hope that one day she'll be able to love. So maybe we can say that's the whole inyan of right now after the Egel Azov. Vayaka Moshe has called us B'nai Yisrael. The Jewish people were in tremendous fighting. 3,000 people just died after the Egel Azov. What does the Rosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe to do? When you gather, you should gather together on Shabbos, you should talk about Hilchos Shabbos. I firmly believe the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hilchos Shabbos is very, very complicated. Very, very complicated. But I think in a much deeper way, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to say, make sure that you talk about Shabbos. Not just Hilchos Shabbos. Make sure that you talk about Shabbos together, on Shabbos together with other Jews. Make sure that they understand that they shouldn't just learn by themselves or daven by themselves. They should understand that if you want to have Shabbos, it's got to be together. It's got to be unified. It's got to be togetherness. So Rabbi Nachman writes, and just to close, and then we'll say one quick story. They say... Menachem writes in Lekutei Tinyonim, Torah Yud Zayin. I actually, when I was in Eretz Yisrael earlier in the year, I asked a very chashuv of Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, about this piece. The piece on Yud Zayin is not so long. He has two themes. One, the first theme talks about a person should be very happy on Shabbos. Tzarech lizhar ma'od yo sameach v'tov leib b'Shabbos. A person should make sure to be very, very careful to be happy on Shabbos. Maybe something similar to the Zohar we just saw by not having anger. But in the second half, he completely diverges, goes away from that theme. And what does he talk about? He talks about looking for the good in others on Shabbos. So I asked Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, Hashem should give him tremendous strength to continue to be Marbitz Torah and the Pinimis Torah. Beautiful Svarim. I said, what's Rabbi Nachman doing here? The whole beginning of the Torah, he's talking about being happy on Shabbos, and then he's talking about looking for the good in others. Derech Hashem Yisrael Habi Al Tov HaShosin. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't look for the bad. We shouldn't look for the bad too. What does that have to do with being B'Samchan Shabbos? So I felt like such an idiot after he told me, because it makes perfect sense. He says only someone who's truly B'Simcha with himself, truly B'Simcha with himself, can you actually look for the good in others. Meaning, I was just talking about this with my sixth grade girls today. What's the reason someone puts someone else down? Because you don't feel good about yourself. Right? The whole Indian of Lashon Hara, of kinna, right? Someone who says lashon hara is because they're jealous about that person, and then kinna leads to sinna. If you look at the word kinna, it's very similar to the word sinna. When someone's jealous, you start to hate them. He says, "We don't know what Rabbi Nachman's talking about being b'simcha and Shabbos. If someone's truly b'simcha and Shabbos, you're only looking for the good in others. What does it mean to be truly b'simcha and Shabbos? It means you're truly happy within yourself. You're happy with what your table has. You're happy with your parnasa. You're happy. You're not worried. You're not looking at your friend's next door neighbor to see what's going on in his suda. You're happy with what you have. You're happy with yourself. And you're not looking over. And that's the whole essence. That's the whole connection about looking for the good in others. You can only look for the good in others once you are happy with yourself." He says that's the whole inyan. Coming to Shabbos, everything's closed. You figure out have everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu needs. You make sure that you ask for mechila from everyone, from your family, your friends. Then you can look for the good in others. Mamash, a beautiful, beautiful insight from Yaakov Meir Shechter. So just to be able to close, we started out, just to be able to review, we started with the Medrash saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe after the Egel Zav, make sure to gather together on Shabbos. We tried to ask, why is it? What was so important about gathering together to talk about Hilchos Shabbos? We had a beautiful insight in the Darchei Noam. The Darchei Noam says a person can't go into Shabbos when you're not together, when you're not unified. Right? You can't go into the holy day of the week. You can't go into Yom Kippur. Right? We know Yom Kippur was only Bechapar and the mitzvahs and the Averis ben Adam Lamakum, only Averis between us and the man upstairs. But you can't go into Shabbos without being good with the others. He said that was the whole essence, and that's exactly the whole reason why. Well, nice that Arizal says to be able to say that before you daven, because you have to be on good terms with other people. Shabbos is the spiritual vacuum for the entire week. The Zohar says that we get all the brachas from the week. It means if you're going to help the patients this week, it doesn't come from Sunday night or Monday. It comes from the Shabbos before. It means if your mishpacha was getting got married on Sunday on Rav Melech Tzirtzit, by the way, I was going to tell you, it's a very holy day that they got married on Chaf Avadar Tagra, very very holy day. Chaf HaAvadar. If you look at the Ksuba, it says Chaf HaAvadar. Very, very special day. So Mike said, where did that Kedusha come from? It didn't come from the Yom Rishon. It came from the Shabbos before. It came from last Shabbos, Kisisa. And if you have a big interview, let's say next Thursday, that interview doesn't get decided that Thursday. That the bracha from that interview already comes from the Shabbos before. That's what my Rabbi Simon always likes to say. A person should try to keep a Beinu Tam. Try to keep Shabbos as long as you want. What, you're throwing away a Shabbos brachas? He's trying to give you treasures, millions of dollars. Sorry, Hashem, I got to go to the movies, I got to go to John's Pizza, I got to go to the mall. Like, but you're throwing away. Listen, I understand sometimes people have issues, families. Not everyone in my family keeps Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone has to do their own thing. At the end of the day, Shabbos is the biggest bracha for the entire week. And we should use it, be able to look for the good in others. And once we see the good in ourselves, Rabbi Nachman says, you see the good in yourself, you could be truly besimcha within yourself, then you could actually see the good in others as well. I'm not sure if we said this story last week. If it is, I apologize. I don't remember if I said it here or I said it in somewhere else. I don't speak a million places, but I just forgot where I said it. So, Rav Meir Pramashlan, did we say that story? He was at, you weren't here. Okay, so you definitely didn't hear. But I guess it's a good chazar for everyone. So, Rav Meir Pramashlan is one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. And what he used to do I don't know, we're going to get to that one. That's later. Good. What happened is every Shabbos, at Kiddush, he used to stand up, and they used to wait like a minute or two. And whatever the Rebbe was having, maybe he had his kavanos, but that Shabbos happened to be that the Rebbe waited like 3-4 minutes. And then he made Kiddush. You know, in every good Chassidus Shemaisa, they say that some guy come over to the Rebbe. Rebbe, with all due respect, you see, you this week was a little longer than other weeks. Do you mind me asking you why? So he said, when I make Kiddush, when I go into unify and glorify Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, go into Shabbos in my home, before I start Kiddush, I always, in my head, I try to look for something good in every person around the table. Try to look for something good in every round around the table. And then I could start to go into Shabbos. So tonight there was a person who I need a little extra time. I need a little extra time. And then it took me a little bit and then I found it. But he said I wouldn't start Kiddush without finding that good. I mean, Nachman talks all about this. He talks all about always looking for the good in others. Hashem should bless us that Shabbos, we should look for the good in others, but we can't just start on Shabbos. If we look for the good in others throughout the week, then we could actually see it in Shabbos. Look for the good in others throughout the week. And every Shabbos, we ask Nechila from our friends and family. You can understand that Shabbos is the time of Achdus. Matzah Chodesh Baruch Hu specifically told Moshe together and to talk about Hilchos Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos Hashem. Bizocha to have the ultimate Shabbos in Yerushalayim Yom Kodesh.